The basic plan is for the government to create with Wall Street firms what in essence you might call a public-private hedge fund to bid on these troubled assets of these banks that are in difficulty. There would be auctions and a price would be arrived at. This is one of the sources of controversy because there's a big question in a lot of people's minds about whether these banks and these assets have some value but a limited value, or whether they have absolutely no value. So some of the critics of the plan say that people aren't going to bid. However, the government seems to have structured this auction in such a way that, it will encourage people to bid because there is something in it for the private firms that do get into the bidding.
Banks take some of their bad assets off their books, sell them into a market, but do so in a way that doesn't just obligate taxpayers to buy at whatever price they're willing to sell these assets, instead involves a public-private partnership that allows market participants who have every interest in making a profit to accurately price these assets so that the taxpayers share in the upside as well as the downside.
Based on early returns, the plan does seem to have credibility with financiers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 500 points Monday. Now, that doesn't mean, we should hasten to point out, that it's going to help Main Street or that it's the most brilliant plan ever devised by the mind of man. What that means is that Wall Street has looked at it and has seen a way for themselves to make money out of this deal. If Wall Street likes it, that means that Wall Street firms will indeed get involved in this bidding process. And if they get involved in this bidding process and buying up these assets, then that may clear the books for a lot of these banks, and a lot of these banks will then in turn be able to return to lending and giving extending credit to people and businesses, which is one of the big problems with the economy right now, of course.
It's not going to happen overnight. There's still great fragility in the financial systems, but we think that we are moving in the right direction.
I think to some extent this plan has yet to be announced in all its details, but that's a very common thing with government plans. You know, you get white papers are issued and broad outlines are issued. Details are really worked out on the fly of these things, and that's an extremely common thing. Everybody at Treasury, everybody on the president's economic team is now involved, and I'm sure have been involved for days in calling people at Wall Street firms, in calling people in similar positions in other countries, and somebody will have this objection and somebody will have that objection. And you know, as I say, these things get worked out on the run, but that's government work.
I'm looking forward to traveling to the G20 so that we ensure that the activities that we're doing here in the United States are effectively matched with comparable action in other countries.
Geithner has guaranteed his political survival for the time being. Obama said on the American news program 60 Minutes, a widely watched program on Sunday night, that Geithner was safe and that if Geithner even tried to resign, Obama wouldn't accept the resignation anyway. The positive reaction of the market and the mostly positive reactions from experts who comment on this sort of thing, I do think guarantees that that he's going to be around now for a little while.
I'm very confident that with the team that we've got assembled, we're going to be able to make it happen. All right? Thank you, guys.
The tax bill on the AIG bonuses that Congress passed at the end of last week probably will make some Wall Street firms a little bit reluctant to get involved. And that's why I think you're going to see for sure the Obama administration pull back from that bill and pull back from that approach and let the Senate change it a little bit. And, you know, as broad as the anger is and as angry as I am, I'm as angry as the, you know, most average people on the street about those things. And it's unbelievable that these retention bonuses even exist in a certain way. But as infuriating as all that is, it is dangerously close to what we call, in constitutional parlance, a bill of attainder, which is a law directed just at one person or one small group of people. And that's not something that you can do. So, you know, I think the Obama administration working with the Senate will water that down a bit still reportedly trying to keep some limits on executive pay, which they certainly should do. But, you know, they have to send a signal, apparently. You know, a lot of these choices aren't completely appetizing, but they do have to send a signal to Wall Street that that people aren't going to be penalized in a deeply punitive way so that they'll participate in this.